My name is Kenji of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess, Kimberly Huynh of Liberty High School.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well, and I'm really excited to be part of this interview.
Yes, thank you for coming and talking to us here on KBPS. My first question is, why did you want to represent your school on the Rose Festival court?
Liberty has never had any Rose Princesses, so I never thought that I could make it until I did my research. And that taught me that research and setting out on your own adventure is a really important thing. And sometimes you find things that you never knew could be possible. And since I didn't have any role models at Liberty for Rose Princess, I was setting out on my own, and it was kind of a scary journey.
So, for the first Rose Festival Princess, what was the selection process like at your school?
The selection process? Well, there was just me. No one else knew that we were qualified for Metro West position.
I see. What was this year's theme, and what does it mean for you?
This year's theme is 2020 Rose Vision, and to me, it's just to see the world through a rose-colored lens and try to make everything a bit better than it was, because it's the start of a new decade, and that means it's the start of a new vision. And my vision is unity.
Have you ever been to the Rose Festival before?
Yes, as a young child, I love going to the Rose Festival. And every single year, my family tries to go to the Rose Festival. And I remember I was there a few summers ago, and I remember there was a music festival.
So what Rose Festival event are you most looking forward to?
As a child, I always loved going on the fair rides, and I think I would love to revisit the Ferris wheel, but also just seeing the music and culture. And something that I will definitely look forward to is the Grand Floral Parade, because I would love seeing that on television when I was younger.
And what kind of activities are you involved with at your school?
At school, I was involved in speech and debate for the first 2 years, and then I switched over to theater. We are currently doing a production tonight and tomorrow and this Saturday, and I am being the student director. Last year, I was acting, and this year, I decided to do my final show just backstage, which has been a lot more concurrent with my plans for the future.
So, outside of school, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Outside of school, I enjoy volunteering at the Vietnamese school, Lac Hong. Every Saturday, I am an assistant to an art class, and for the last few years, I have also been a volunteer performer for Tinh Hoai Hương Music Group. I play the traditional Vietnamese bang chan, and my group travels across the West Coast to perform at nonprofit events.
So do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes. My younger brother is Kevin. He is a freshman at Liberty High School. And I have a little sister named Jennifer, and she goes to Orenco and is a fourth grader.
And what was their reaction to your selection?
They were kind of non-reactant to my announcement, but my brother did ask me, if you're Rose Princess, am I Rose Prince? And I found that really funny.
I see. So what are your plans after graduation?
After graduation, I hope to go to Pacific University, although I'm still waiting for my letter from USC. And I want to pursue film and media production and or directing. Along with that, I want to have a minor in graphic design.
So more on that, what do you hope to be doing in 10 years from now?
In 10 years, I hope to be able to work on a set for a television show, for a streaming service, either that or directing or writing my own television series.
Well, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for taking the time to be with us here.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Kimberly Huynh of Liberty High School. I'm Kenji, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.